With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's new information from investigators looking into what caused the Dolly cargo ship to crash into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more on the story.
New documents released by the National Transportation Safety Board say investigators discovered a loose cable that could have caused electrical issues on the Dolly, a massive cargo ship that lost power and crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. When disconnected, the problematic cable triggered an electrical blackout on the ship, similar to what happened as it approached the bridge on March 26. The ship was leaving Baltimore bound for Sri Lanka when its steering failed because of the power loss. Safety investigators released a preliminary report earlier this year that documented a series of power issues on the ship before and after its departure from Baltimore. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, another close call at an airport.
Pilots of an Alaska Airlines jet aborted a takeoff in Nashville to avoid a possible collision with a Southwest Airlines plane. Alaska Airlines said the pilots braked so hard on the runway that the tires went flat from the extreme heat buildup. Federal agencies are investigating. The Federal Aviation Administration says the Alaska pilots abandoned their takeoff because a Southwest plane was cleared to cross the end of the same runway. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board say they are investigating the incident at Nashville International Airport. Keith Peters reporting.
Dozens of aftershocks rattled Southern California following a 4.7 magnitude earthquake. The preliminary quake struck just before 7:30 a.m. Thursday morning. It was centered just north of Malibu. Over two dozen aftershocks followed, including two with a magnitude of 3.4. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle in Michigan.
Bethany Christian Services used to work for the state government helping resettled refugees, but Michigan officials have killed all contracts with BCS because the ministry requires that employees abide by its statement of faith. So BCS is going to court, releasing a statement saying, quote, federal law is clear, and the courts have repeatedly affirmed that nonprofit organizations like ours can hire staff and select leaders who share the organization's faith mission. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court ruling that blocks Arizona from enforcing a 2022 law that bans boys from playing on girls' school sports teams. A three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with the lower court that before puberty, there are no significant differences between boys and girls in athletic performance. The case will now be sent back to the lower court where it will be litigated. This is SRN News. The Postal Service's new delivery vehicles may not win a beauty contest, but they're winning over a lot of the people who have to drive them.
They're tall and ungainly with outsized windshields, thick bumpers, and duckbill hoods. But they're getting rave reviews from letter carriers accustomed to finicky, older vehicles. The first handful of the so-called next-generation delivery vehicles rolled out in August in Athens, Georgia. Within a few years, the fleet will have grown to 60,000, most of them electric models. Rich Thomason reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signs a bill that will bring back strict punishments for organized theft and smash-and-grab robberies. The new law will require harsher penalties for people who cause more than $50,000 worth of damage while committing a crime. A similar law was in place but expired in 2018. More details at srnnews.com.